Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, August 9th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, St. Melangel's Church. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we take a closer look at fascinating entries from the world of Wikipedia. Today, we're diving into a little gem titled St. Melangel's Church, a place steeped in history, spirituality, and natural beauty. This church isn't just a building, it's a symbol of resilience, faith, and connection to the past, nestled in the scenic countryside of Wales. Let's set the scene. St. Melangel's Church is located in a beautiful valley near the village of Pennant Melangel in Powys, Wales. Surrounded by rolling hills and the tranquil waters of the River Banwy, this site is a pilgrimage destination that has attracted visitors for centuries. But what makes this church so special? To really grasp its significance, we need to step back in time. The story of St. Melangel dates back to the 6th century. Legend has it that Melangel was a young Irish princess who fled her homeland to escape an unwanted marriage. She found refuge in this valley and became a hermit. Can you imagine the beauty of that setting? A lush, green valley, untouched by modern distractions, a perfect place for contemplation and peace. But the intrigue doesn't stop there. The legend goes on to describe how she protected a hare from a pursuing hound, demonstrating her compassion for animals. This moment became central to her story and represents the idea of safeguarding all living creatures. In a world where environmental concerns are growing, this tale resonates more than ever, doesn't it? It poses an important question. How do we honor the beauty of nature while protecting it from harm? Fast forward to the church itself. Although the current structure was built in the 12th century, it is believed that a much earlier church dedicated to St. Melangel may have existed in her time. The architecture is a lovely blend of medieval design and Welsh tradition. As you step inside, the atmosphere is filled with ancient energy, where every stone seems to whisper stories of faith and devotion. One unique feature of St. Melangel's Church is its dedication to animals. The church is often called a sanctuary for animals, a theme that reflects St. Melangel's own compassion. It's not uncommon for visitors to bring their pets for blessings, creating a living testament to the church's legacy. How does this practice reflect our own relationships with pets and animals? Are they merely companions, or do they play a deeper role in our lives, serving as reflections of our own humanity? The church also boasts stunning architectural elements, like the medieval wooden ceiling and the 13th century chancel arch. It's a reminder of the craftsmanship and devotion that went into its construction. Imagine the artisans who dedicated their time, talent, and energy to creating such a place. In the age of quick solutions and mass production, what do you think these artisans would think of our approach to buildings and community spaces today? St. Melangel's Church is not only a site for individual reflective practice, but also a community hub. It hosts regular services and events that foster a sense of togetherness. In a time where communities often feel fragmented, how can places like St. Melangel inspire us to strengthen our own communities? The interplay between spirituality and community in this church encourages deeper connections among individuals, which is vital in our technologically driven world today. Speaking of technology, how do we reconcile our increasing reliance on devices with the ancient practices of spirituality and nature? As we become more interconnected through social media and the internet, we may find ourselves longing for genuine connections. Connections that St. Melangel fosters through its serene environment and communal activities. Some visitors reflect on their experiences as transformative, noting that they leave the valley with a renewed sense of purpose and a greater appreciation for life. There's something deeply fulfilling about stepping away from the chaos of everyday life and immersing ourselves in history, nature, and spirituality, isn't there? Now let's turn our attention to how St. Melangel influences modern ethical conversations. The church embodies a respect for life that transcends time and place, an important message as we grapple with our stewardship of the planet. What lessons can we draw from St. Melangel's story about compassion and our role as guardians of the earth? Are there actionable steps we can take to embrace a more ethical lifestyle? As we wrap up today's exploration of St. Melangel's Church, I encourage you to think about its significance beyond its historical and architectural aspects. It's a reminder of the values of compassion, community, and the protection of nature. Next time you're faced with a choice, whether in your personal life or wider societal issues, ask yourself, in the spirit of St. Melangel, how might I choose to protect life, whether that's through environmental actions, animal rights, or simply extending kindness to those around me? By understanding places like St. Melangel, we can connect more deeply with our own lives and the world around us. I invite you to visit the Wikipedia page on St. Melangel's Church to explore more about its history, architecture, and impact. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the past as we reflect on the importance of faith, nature, and community. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and remember to nurture the stories in your own life.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, St. Melangel's Church. Thanks for listening. See you next time.